Jared Goff, obviously the guy that everyone slots as. Does everyone slot him as the first quarterback to be taken? I thought this was a common, this was just a common opinion, or is it not? Is there a chance for someone else to move up? And why is Goff the best quarterback in this draft?
Well, your first question first. For the most part, Goff is number one. Now, I have seen people put Carson Wentz in front of him.
He's fifth on your list, so number one among quarterbacks, but fifth overall.
Right, fifth overall.
John Harris top 100.
I have seen.
Presented by Toshiba.
I have seen some people put Wentz in front of Goff. I think some of that has to do with just the Senior Bowl run that he got, just the hype that came with the Senior Bowl. And he did have a pretty good Senior Bowl week, so I think some people were pretty excited. Because I hadn't seen Goff in a few weeks. I hadn't seen him since the bowl game, in which I think he threw five touchdowns, maybe six in his last game. So they got pretty excited about seeing Wentz up close and in person. But the one thing I like is they're all going to throw at the combine, so that's good. So you'll have consistent measurables. You get a chance to see all of them throw up against each other, which may not work in Goff's favor because he's shockingly, even though he's 6'4", 215, he's the smallest of the three top quarterbacks. But I have Goff at number one as the number one quarterback, and he's the guy that really, for me, took the biggest leap because as a second-year guy at Cal, I kind of felt like, man, I like a lot of the things he does. Man, look at this throw. Man, his throw is just beautiful down the sideline, or he's showing touch on this throw. But I just didn't think he had the arm strength to be able to zip it down the seam or to make that throw into the hole against cover two or to be able to, when he needed to reach back and find the fastball, I didn't want him to have to wind up and literally throw a fastball. I wanted him to just natural motion, boom, let it go and let it get there. Well, going into 2015, he'd added weight. His frame kind of filled out. You could tell his arm strength was completely different from what it was in 2014. But those same things that you saw that I liked, now the things I didn't like the fact that he didn't face pressure all that well or handle pressure all that well. The fact that he was probably a little bit thin, and I didn't think he had great arm strength. Those things really improved from 2014 to 2015. And the more that I watched him, I just thought, this guy's got to be. I mean, he's got an NFL quarterback written all over him. His dad was a major league pitcher for the Giants, which is why the Bay Area is where he's from, why he ended up at Cal. But I thought it was interesting about Goff was when he got to Cal, he really didn't understand coverages. He didn't understand routes. He didn't understand route combinations. He didn't understand the game. But then when you talk to the Cal players in year three, it's like, this guy's a student in the game. This guy gets it. So from where he was to where he's gotten, I just think there's a lot to like about this guy. I could really see Jared Goff being the face of any franchise wherever he goes. Some people have him going as high as number two to Cleveland. I think on a mock draft that I did for the Washington Post, I think I had him going seven to San Francisco, which San Francisco's made mistakes in the past.
Right.
Passing on guys from the Bay Area, signed Tom Brady and maybe a few others, Aaron Rodgers. They won't. I would imagine they can't pass on him at seven. Now, that puts Goff in a Chip Kelly system. So that's a different thing. But Cleveland, I would imagine, is going to take a hard look at Goff at number two because my gut tells me that Tennessee at number one will go Laremy Tunsil. So Cleveland will pretty much have everybody else, and I would imagine Goff is going to be at the top of their list.